And we resume today's topical currents. Joseph Cooper here. Bonnie Berman returns Monday. So today we explore Oktoberfest with a South Florida flair. The Oktoberfest celebration is worldwide, of course. It began in München, that's Munich, in Bavaria, in 1810. We'll learn more about Miami's plans now from chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gastenheimer. Good afternoon, Linda. Are you prepared for Oktoberfest?
Well, we will be today, Let me tell you. Joe, we here in South Florida don't need an excuse for a party. And Oktoberfest is a really great one.
Great weather.
Yeah, and it's billed as the largest public festival in the world. And as you mentioned, it's been celebrated in Germany for over 200 years. So we're thinking wine, beer, and lots of German food. So we're going to have a taste of Germany today. And Chef Ramesh Kaduru from the Ritz-Carlton Coconut Grove has created a beer garden at the hotel. And he's going to tell us all about that and German food. Welcome, Chef Ramesh Kaduru.
Thank you, Linda.
Great to have
now
you
that's
with us.
Now, that's not a German name, is it?
Oh, of course it is.
Okay.
All right. So Veronica Litton is the she's the Crown Wine and Spirits wine buyer as an expert on German wines. Welcome, Veronica Litton. Linton, say your name.
Litton.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, also with us is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column in the Miami Herald. You can also read his wine column that is now on Saturdays. There's a Saturday food section in the Miami Herald. Fred, do I need to ask what we're drinking today?
Well, I thought maybe I would ask Veronica some questions about German wine and then talk a little bit about German beer.
Okay. Well, let's start with Chef Ramesh Kaduru. First, your name suggests that perhaps you don't have a German background, but you do have a wonderful cooking background. So tell us about your German choices, German foods. How did you come up with them?
Absolutely. I worked with so many German chefs previously, so that's when I can learn from them how to come up with like a great German food, especially working with the beer concept. So we're offering chicken schnitzel sliders.
Chicken schnitzel?
Sliders?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So what happens? You take the chicken and you...
So you basically take the chicken and pound it, uh-huh. like some hammer or anything, or like you can cut into thin slices. Then you need to bread that one with like a flour, egg, and panko breadcrumbs. Then you can do either two ways. You can do either fry or like a pan saute.
Now the panko breadcrumbs, aren't they Japanese?
But
this is a mixed culture beer garden. Go ahead.
Again, you can use a substitute of the German breadcrumbs as well.
So this is the Axis sliders.
Yes. So then you can deep fry it until chicken get done. Then after that, you can put together with this bun. And I also add like a spicy tomato confit. Give like a great flavor. Comes with the, like a spiciness with the tomatoes. And also using the red cabbage slaw. That's one tossed with a little bit like a mayonnaise. It goes very well with the red cabbage. It's just a typical German slaw. And also I'm serving the next dish with this warm German potato salad. So we take the fingerling potatoes and we make the warm bacon vinegar.
So let me just get this straight. You're going to have a beer garden at the Ritz-Carlton in Coconut Grove.
Yes, ma'am.
When is that going to happen?
So we offering in the October, part of Oktoberfest, we'll be offering four different sessions. We're doing like a 4th and 5th is a Saturday, Sunday, another one 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday.
Let's go back to that warm German potato salad. Now, that wouldn't have bacon bits in it, would it?
Absolutely.
Oh, right. Joe, that's right up your alley. I love that.
So now you've made Joe's day, okay?
Yes.
So you're going to be serving these at your beer garden there.
Correct.
You're going to be participating in Wine on Harvest Moon. It's a festival at the Deering Estate, and that's October 11th.
Yes, ma'am.
So I understand the estate's going to be transformed into a castle in the Alps. They're going to have wine and food and music of Germany. So are you going to be serving different foods there, or tell us how that's going to happen?
I definitely want to highlight this couple dishes I talk about on Harvest Moon as well, chicken schnitzel sliders and warm German potato salad.
Okay, and so, well then, what other German foods are you going to be serving?
We're doing a braised sausage and sauerkraut fritters.
Sauerkraut fritters?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
Okay. And the chef in his lederhosen?
Now you upset the chef, Joe. Go ahead. Anything else you're going to be serving?
Then we do like we utilize in the local craft Winwood Brewery. We use the like braised brats. We soak them in the beer. We marinate that, and also that goes well with the sauerkraut as well.
Oh, braised brats! Wow, that sounds delicious. Well, Fred, Veronica here has brought us some German wine to taste.
Yeah, Veronica, I understand that since the festival has a German theme, you and your staff would be pouring German wines. I wonder if you could, and that you have some good German wines and even some wine experts coming. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. It is a very, very exciting time for me every time Harvest Moon comes around. And this year in particular, we are bringing in some fabulous estates from Germany, primarily from the Mosel-Saar-Ruhr area, and from the Rhine-Hessen, from the Nahe, and from Baden. Primarily, we are going to be tasting Riesling wines, and one of our guests is going to be Barbara Selbach. She is married to Johannes Selbach, who is an institution in Germany, and he is very, very well followed by.
So that's you're talking about all of these people that's a famous Riesling wines. What, Veronica? I'm sitting here, and you've got two bottles of wine.
I do,
but they're over by you.
I do.
Yeah, Veronica, tell us about those wines and let Linda give us an expert opinion of what they're like.
Well, you heard it. She just opened up one bottle.
I certainly.
I love that
did.
Sound.
Yeah, and the other one is a screw bottle, screw top. So
good. That's the click of quality when you open that.
Okay. And over here. That's all
okay.
right.
Okay. I'm going to pass you the first one. And the first selection we have here
is what?
It's a Zeltinger Himmelreich Riesling Cabernet, and it's a half trocken.
Well, I want to make sure everybody got that straight. Say it again. Zeltinger Himmelreich.
Okay. This is the interesting part. The first name tells you the village, which is Zelting, and it's a Zeltinger from Zelting. The second word is the vineyard, which is the Himmelreich. Then you have Riesling as the grape. It was harvested at a cabernet level, which is the first level of picking in a predicat level. And it's a half trocken, so it's a semi-dry. What do you think?
Okay, so I'm tasting this now, and
she swirled it, Fred.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what I like about Rieslings is, cause to me, they're a little sweet, you know, and this will kind of go maybe with that schnitzel, do you think, Chef?
Absolutely.
Because it can handle all of that fried. Fred, are you proud of me now?
I'm very proud of you, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Right. I'm jealous, in fact.
Well, you should be. Now, is this, Veronica, is this for sale here?
Yes, they are. All these wines are going to be for sale in all our stores, which are in Dade Broward and Palm Beach County, Crown Wine and Spirits. And we have all these estates freshly just came in.
Okay.
Here's the second one for you.
That sounded good.
Okay. And this one comes from the Rhine-Hessen, which is a little bit different style. It's a Niersteiner. Again, it's the village. Is the Rehbach. Is the vineyard. It's a Riesling, and this is a second picking. A late picking is called Spätlese.
So that's how you know. If you know anything about German wines, you'll know that it's the name tells you almost everything about it, if you could understand the names.
Absolutely. Well, they really want you to know everything about their wine on the label. So they will tell you the vintage. They will tell you if it's estate-produced. They will tell you, thank you. They will tell you at the predicate level, which is all the wines that we're going to have at the Harvest Moon are Qualitat Meat Prädikat, which is the highest quality of German wine. At this level, it has to be the natural sweetness of the grape, no added sugar to the must. And the first picking is a Cabernet, which is about, when the grapes are ripe, then they go back about.
All right, okay, we only have about a minute left before we go to break.
Sure.
So, Fred, I'm tasting this, and it's really, really sweet. And you say there's no added sugar to it, Veronica. But, you know, what would you, Chef, what would you eat with this?
So you can use the braised brats. The sauerkraut goes very well with it as well. Or fritters, too. Fritters is also a very good combination.
Well, I agree.
The sweetness would take care of this.
Yes, this is a Spätlese, so it's not really as sweet as the, there's another level called Auslese that will be even sweeter or a little riper the way I like to define it. And once you have these wines with these wonderful foods, it's just going to bring up.
Wow. This is
now the Deering event. At the Deering event, people will be going to food stations and getting plates of food. And then will you and your staff be trying to match the proper wine to whatever they have on their plate?
Well, before she answers, Fred, we're going to go to a break, okay?
Oh, okay.
She's ready to answer you, but just a minute. We're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking with Ritz-Carlton chef Ramesh Kadoorou and Crown Wine and Spirits wine buyer Veronica Litton. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been having a taste of Germany, and we're celebrating Oktoberfest, and I've been enjoying it thoroughly. Chef Ramesh Kadoorou from the Ritz-Carlton Coconut Grove has been giving us tips for a German feast, and Crown Wine and Spirits wine buyer Veronica Litton has been telling us about German wines and giving me some wonderful tastes, which is why I'm having such a good time, I guess.
I love it.
Okay. Fred asked you a question just before the break.
Absolutely. We are going to be marrying the wines with the food.
At the Oktoberfest, which will be on...
At the Deering Estate on October 11th, yes.
Right, at 7 to 10:30.
7:30 to 10:30, not to be missed.
Okay, get there at 7, you'll get good taste. The proceeds from the event are going to benefit conservation and historic preservation of the Deering Estate. So it'll be a fun event, and it'll be for a good cause. But right now, it's dinner in minutes time. So I thought we'd have a German-inspired one. It's glazed pork with caraway cabbage. So I've come back to your red cabbage, Chef.
Absolutely.
It's a zesty tribute to Oktoberfest. So I just sautéed some boneless pork chops, and I added a sweet and sour sauce, and I mixed some mustard and vinegar and orange marmalade together to make the sauce. So you just sauté the chops maybe 2 minutes aside because they're thin. Then I add the sauce mixture and cook it a couple of more minutes, and it's done. To let you know, pork now, you can eat it when it's 145 degrees. It's done. Look at the meat thermometer. The red cabbage is flavored with apples, apple cider, and caraway seeds. So the chef's nodding his head. It's okay, chef? Yes?
Yes.
All right, good. Thank heavens for that. To make the cabbage, I sauteed the onions for a couple of minutes and added apple slices. Then I added the cabbage, the vinegar, and the caraway seeds. And I just simmer it a little bit with a little bit of water for about 15 minutes. Here's a quick cooking tip if you don't have time to make the cabbage. So you buy some coleslaw, and you can just add some caraway seeds for it for a little extra added flavor. Now, that complete recipe and a photo, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. So, Fred, I think we're probably still drinking.
Oh, absolutely. If it's October, as we've seen, it must be time for Oktoberfest in Germany and Miami and all over the world, for that matter. And back in my misspent youth, I went to the real Oktoberfest in Munich one time. It was held in a fairground a mile outside of town, and they had lots of big beer tents and lots of carnival rides. So people would drink big pints of good German beer and then ride the Tilt-A-Whirl with the result you might expect.
That.
It was pretty colorful.
With the sauerkraut, too.
Yeah, wouldn't that be lovely?
I think there'd be something else besides colorful there to smell.
Anyway, in America until very recently, our beer culture was mostly a copy of Germany's. That's because starting in the 1840s, millions of Germans immigrated to America, and it became the era of the German beer barons who bought their light lager-style beers to America. The first was Captain Frederick Pabst, do you recognize that name, who set up in Milwaukee? And then Adolf Coors set up in Golden, Colorado. And Adolphus Busch set up his giant brewery in St. Louis. So
we didn't know that all of these beers that we've been drinking were actually people.
Yeah. All three of these people were German, so of course they made the light German style of beer that was called lager, and that became America's beer. That's kind of interesting because if they had come from England, we might have been a country drinking dark ales. And if they had come from Belgium, we might have been drinking lambic beers flavored with cherries, raspberries, and peaches. So it's kind of a matter of fate and history. Now, America's been celebrating Oktoberfest for decades now, but only recently have American brewers broken free to create our own styles of craft beer and ale. Now, craft beers made by hand in small quantities are really booming. They're up 15% last year, while regular beer has remained, you should pardon the expression, flat.
Well, you know, Fred, there's a lot of craft beers that, you know, for a while there, they weren't doing a lot here in Miami. But now there's several breweries opening up right here doing craft
beer. I've been reading Evan Benn's stuff on that in the Herald. He's got some good things going on there.
And I tasted the other night a wheat beer that they're making here that was really quite good.
Yeah, that's a nice light one that goes well in Miami, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, America's craft beer drinkers can now hoist a toast to our patron saint of fermented barley, good old Ben Franklin. And it's alleged that he one time said, "Beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy."
Okay. So, Chef, at your beer garden, what are you going to be serving there?
So we actually are talking about the craft beer. It's called a Wynwood Brewery. It's right like next blocks from here.
So we were mentioning that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm partnering with them. They're coming down there. They're doing their beer along with compared the food with them.
And also, so this will be American craft beer as opposed to German beer?
They're doing especially for October, they're brewing a couple German beers. So they're just highlighting those beers in my hotel that time.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm.
And so are you going to have the beer garden? It's going to be an actual garden? It's going to be outside, inside? Where's it going to be?
It's outside. It's outside next to the fountain. We call it a Lazuli fountain. There is a waterfalls down there. And also we're going to have a lighting. We're going to have live music. We have a couple games and lighting going all over. It's going to be like a beer garden concept.
Was it going to be all day or?
We're doing between 3 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Saturdays we're offering the live music. So everybody comes there. We have games going along with that. So then we have
what kind of games are you going to have? After everyone's had all that beer and
how
wine.
How about beer pong?
Okay. We were talking about Riesling earlier in the show, and I was introduced to Riesling a few years ago. They invited me to go over there and taste it, and the wines are really wonderful, but we here in America, I don't hear a lot about Rieslings.
It's becoming more and more popular. Riesling is just a wonderful grape because it has great acidity content, and that allows it to match so many different styles of cuisine. And it's just a wonderful grape. Besides that, most of the wines are low in alcohol. So for our Florida weather, you can really sit down at the poolside and enjoy one full bottle. It only has 7.5-8% alcohol, and you hardly feel it. But they're just wonderful.
Well, that's interesting. But also, I think, and Chef helped me with this, that those Riesling wines really go well with the kind of the spicy foods that are back in flavor and favor now.
Sure.
Yeah,
a little hint of sweetness is always nice with spicy food.
Absolutely.
So the wines, let's just say again, for those people who might have just joined us, which wines are we tasting now?
Today we're tasting two Rieslings from Estate Vineyards, one in the Rhine-Hessen and another one from the Mosel-Saar-Ruwer. The one from the Mosel-Saar-Ruwer comes from the Selbach-Oster Estate, and the wine from the Rhine-Hessen comes from the Weinherr-Verheim Estate.
So, and
there are two different styles. One of them is a Spätlese, which is a late picking, and the second one is a Cabernet Haftrocken, so we'll be on the dry side.
And what price range are these wines?
These are estate bottles, so they'll be in the $20 price point.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Not the $5 bad.
That is correct.
Veronica, you have your work cut out for you in educating American drinkers about German wines, which can be a little complex. Are we coming along okay on this? Are we learning about it?
Yes, we are going to learn about it. We're going to have some help from some wonderful students from Johnson & Wales University that are going to be at the stations, educated, and just very, very happy to talk to everybody and demystify this Riesling to everybody. And we're also going to have a couple of Spätburgunders, which are Pinot Noirs.
Yeah, that's kind of rare, a red wine from Germany. Is that as you said, I guess, like a California Pinot Noir?
I I would say it's a little more subtle. It's just more elegant, more like a torch of French. They've been getting some wonderful harvests lately, and Germany has been producing Pinot Noir for a very, very long time. It's just due to their cool climate. They don't get out as much. They don't have as much. But now lately in the last few vintages, they have produced a lot more Pinot Noir.
Well, you know, this has really been fascinating. I've learned a lot about it. I've enjoyed the wines. Thank you. But it's been a very tasty week, and we're out of time. Chef Ramesh Kaduro, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to have me here.
Good luck on your beer gardens, both of them.
Thank you.
You can taste the food at the Ritz-Carlton Coconut Grove Beer Garden in October. Contact the hotel to find out all about it. Veronica Litton, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And thank you for the wine.
You got
I'd
it.
I'd like one of those braised brats.
Well,
doesn't
talk to the chef.
Sound good?
If I were you. No, you wanted the potato salad with the bacon.
Yeah, both.
You want both.
We want both.
Chef, take care of them. Okay.
Of course.
Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Joe, great to be with you.
Indeed.
Well, next week we'll be talking about with a diabetes expert, Cassie Vero, about eating and living with diabetes. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.